Yeah, I think they did some adjusting. When they caught us on some plays that I feel like we was in the right defense, but you know, he's a great back and he made some cuts, you know, to get outside of our contain and made plays. And you know, that's unfortunate. I think 80% of his runs, you know, we played him as good as we could have, but it was some leaks there that they took advantage of, and you know, that's why you see the big number. Yeah, we do. It sucks. You know, it sucks losing. But you know, you gotta look at the positives. Obviously, we did some things that that put us in position to be a high quality football team in their house, and it just didn't work out for us. So, I mean, we're not gonna hang our heads about it. We'll go back and watch the tape, look at some things that we can improve on, and you know, come out next week and try to get the bad taste out of our mouth. Just read his notes. No, they just made some adjustments in the second half. And like I said, McCoy is a great back. And I think, you know, 80% of the runs they had, we fed it up and played it pretty good. But he got us on a couple of runs there, and that's why you see the big number. He leaked out on a couple of the runs. And, you know, whenever that guy gets out of contain, he's bound to make some guys miss. And, you know, like I said, he's a pretty good back. I mean, it's just, you know, mental toughness. You know, after having those long runs, you got to bow up. And obviously in those situations, you want to keep them to three. And, you know, that kept us in the ball game. If they get seven down there in those two, you know, I think the game is completely different. So, you know, I think just bowing up and, you know, having that mental toughness and saying that, you know, we're going to stop them here on this goal line. We was able to do that against them last year. So we've had pretty good success in our goal line package against, you know, Philly's offense. You know, when you play these guys, it's almost always goes down to the final quarter. Yep. Yeah, honestly, I think this game, if we use it the right way, can be a huge positive. You know, like you said, it's always going to be a nail biter between us two. And that's why you love playing that team. You know they're going to bring out the best in you and vice versa. So, I mean, like I said, we're not going to hang our head about it. Yeah, obviously, you're very sick about it. You got a long bus ride back up to New Jersey to think about it for a little while and film tomorrow to think about it. But after that, man, we got to move forward. You know, I think because we know that we're kind of backing ourselves in a wall again. And I know this team comes out swinging when we do that. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we didn't get the win, but, you know, it's a lot of football left to play. We went toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in the NFC, and, you know, we got, like I said, we got a lot of football to play, but like I said, we did some things that I thought was positive. I think we did some things that wasn't positive. And, you know, this team has a great knack for, you know, bouncing back from the mistakes, seeing the mistakes and correcting them. So I'm looking forward to the film tomorrow just to, you know, hopefully get on the same page again and improve. Nah, I mean, they, I don't know. I think they did a good job of blocking us. We got a lot of pressure on him. You know, he was running there for a little bit. But like I said, I think sometimes sacks are can be a fluke number in certain situations. I thought we did a good job of getting pressure on him when we got the opportunity to. But again, we didn't. That sack number is eluded us a little bit this year so far, but we'll keep working at it. You know, he's a big part of our defense, so obviously when he goes down, you know, somebody got to step up. But I thought without him being out there, it kind of made us gun shy a little bit just because you got those wide receivers and that big play offense that, you know, he's kind of like the anchor back there, him and Antrell. So when he went down, it might have made us a little gun shy, but I thought, you know, Stevie Brown stepped in and played well. I thought, you know, Hill played well too. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully it's not something serious that we can get him back and move forward. Looking at the, your, Nah. We've been worse. Well, we've been 0-2. We still can, you know, have more wins than anybody in the division when it's all said and done. And like I said, there's a lot of football left. If we win out in our division, I think that puts us in the playoffs, right? Can I walk out of here? You can do a lot of things.